Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the greatest football recruiting talk radio show in the world. It's T.A. Scouting Scoop, an NCAA certified scouting service that gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. T.A. has over 15 years of experience in the sporting recruiting arena and has assisted hundreds of student athletes to be recruited by collegiate sports programs. With a strong social work background, he believes that education is the vehicle to fulfill dreams for student athletes. Now, let's welcome T.A.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is T.A. of T.A. Scouting Scoop, the one who is always tenacious and audacious in this Central Texas area football recruiting game with a legit scoop each time we're blogging or live on the air. Yes, yes, yes. I am very well aware that the game is coming on as we speak. And believe me, there's no bigger fan of LeBron James on earth than myself. But we're always going to talk about football recruiting during any opportune time. So, hey, let that be what it is. Just want to make all of you out there aware that T.A. Scouting Scoop has been reapproved as an NCAA scouting service. What that means is that both FBS, or as we knew back in the day, Division 1A, and FCS, or Division 1AA, coaches from those football staffs can subscribe to our scouting reports. You know, the section on our website where prospects fill out their bio info? Yes. Those are the things that are included. Those are just some of the things that are included in a scouting report. So, in short, we're always looking to do things the legit way. Students, you're now getting out of school for summer break, so I want to encourage entire 600-mile radius of Central Texas to continue working hard, especially the 2016 prospects that have yet to receive their first offer, and, of course, the underclassmen that are trying to make another name for yourselves. If you take care of your business off the field, and remain confident in yourself and your abilities, I have no doubt that your time will come. What I mean is, you have to practice with that Michael Jordan or Barry Sanders workout mentality, that you're either the low guy on the totem pole or you just got cut from your high school team and you're trying to make sure that you one day become the big dog. Okay, so you have to display a constant, insatiable appetite to always want to get better. Well, tonight, we have a special guest on our show, Mr. Mason Klinger, an athlete prospect for the 2017 class from Eastview High School, located in Georgetown, Texas. As always, this is going to be a great conversation with another prospect that's an up-and-comer and someone that's going to, I believe, surprise a lot of people this upcoming season. Immediately after this broadcast, go to our blog page, SyntexFootballScoop.blogspot.com, SyntexFootballScoop.blogspot.com, to see this young man's profile and also to be able to listen to this radio show in its entirety as many times as you like. Again, that's SyntexFootballScoop.blogspot.com. We'll also post it on social media afterwards. Prospects, we are now in camp season, so continue to give your very best first impressions. Work hard and compete hard. College coaches, when you're talking to them, conversing with them, make sure yes, sir, no, sir, and I don't know, sir, are your answers. Okay? We need to get away from the huh and yeah and all that craziness that can turn people off the first time you talk to them. So, again, make sure yes, sir, no, sir, or I don't know, sir, it's part of your vocabulary when conversing with college coaches. Excuse me, you never know how far first impressions can take you. If you have yet to do so already, make sure you follow us on Twitter at TA Scouting Scoop. That's at TA Scouting Scoop with the popular hashtag Syntex Football and also Football Recruiting. Anytime you see one or two of those hashtags, usually TA Scouting Scoop is associated with putting some type of statement about various prospects throughout Central Texas. Also, on Facebook, send us a friend request if you have not done so already. Three words, TA's Syntex Football Prospects. Three words, TA's Syntex, last word, Football Prospects. Remember to go on our website if you have yet to order a copy of the Winter Honors magazine that we published some months back. We still have available copies. Go to tascoutingscoop.com, tascoutingscoop.com, click on Scouting Magazine. Again, this is basically for everyone that made our district, all Syntex, my personal Syntex team, that is, and also the all-state teams and for our seniors that signed for scholarships to go out to college. It's a very interesting piece of work, and I'm proud to be associated with it. Also, for any and all Central Texas area businesses out there, we invite you to advertise either on our radio show, our blog page, or in our magazine. Just reach out to us either via social media or send us an email at tascoutingscoop@gmail.com. That's tascoutingscoop@gmail.com so that we can render you the advertising packages that we have to offer. Well, we're going to take a short commercial break. Then we're going to be back to bring on our very intriguing guest of this evening, Mr. Mason Klinger. So stay tuned.
People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, listen effectively, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills, all in a supportive and positive learning environment. We meet every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m. in Suite 210 in the Exchange Plaza, one of the office buildings in front of Hobby Lobby in Temple, Texas. For more information, call Dorothy at 254-983-0055. That's 254-983-0055. Visit Big T today and see what Toastmasters can do for you.
All right, that's Big T Toastmasters located in Temple, Texas. Also, remember, Toastmasters is located in various cities throughout these United States and throughout the planet Earth. Believe me, if you are a person that likes to do presentations or want to get into any type of public speaking, Toastmasters can definitely help serve that purpose. Believe me, I would not be able to broadcast live on the radios or be able to give motivational speeches had it not been for me joining Toastmasters some time ago. So again, the motto is, if you get out of Toastmasters what you want to get out of Toastmasters, then you'll never get out of Toastmasters. All right. Without further ado, I'd like to welcome our very special guest this evening, young man from Eastview High School in Georgetown, the Mason Klinger. Mason, how you doing this evening?
Pretty good. How about you?
Hey, man, I'm great. Like I said, hey, I don't care what's on TV right now. I think the NCAA track me, and I'm a big track and field fanatic as well. So I don't care what's on TV. Hey, we're talking about football recruiting tonight.
Yes, sir.
We're definitely glad to have you on the show. All right, well, Mason, we're going to go ahead and get down to the nitty-gritty. Go ahead and get this thing started. As I said before, you attend Eastview High School in Georgetown. This is still a fairly new program for all our listeners out there. This is a fairly new program that has made some significant strides and received a lot of attention with recent graduate Apollo Chester giving basically a worldwide recognized motivational speech after a big win last season. What does it mean to you to be an Eastview Patriot and to be representing the city of Georgetown?
Patriots are a close group like family. Georgetown has two high schools, and there's a lot of pride at my school.
All right. A lot of pride. Now, what are the goals of the Patriots for this upcoming season? I mean, I know last year, that was a real competitive district, some exciting games that came down to the wire. What are the Patriots' goals for this upcoming season?
We want to make our program better than the year before.
All right. Hey, folks, you cannot go wrong with that. When you make it better than the year before, that means you can either win one more game than you did, or you can win state. That's what that means. So I'm definitely glad that you gave such a closed-ended answer to us on that. Now, is there anyone else on your team that you'd like to make known for college coaches, for the fans, and for scouts like myself to be that we need to be aware of?
Expect a lot of athletes to make names for themselves this year. Corbin Neffendorf is a defensive end and worthy of a look.
All right. Defensive end prospects. Folks, you heard it. The Eastview Patriots, they play a lot of good football. And again, they have plans to do better, or at least have goals to do better than what they did the previous year. And believe me, last year, the Patriots showcased a lot of excitement on the field. So make sure you check them out. Now, let's get away from the field for a little bit. We're going to talk about the grades because, as I tell prospects, hey, of course, you don't have the grades, you can't play sports. So for you, what is your grade point average? And personally, what do academics mean to you?
My core GPA is a 2.8. If you want to play football in college, you must be a student first. Academics are very important to me. Last year, I received all-district academics.
All right. Great job. Great job, young man. I definitely commend you on that. And, of course, for all our prospects out there, you never want to be mediocre in the classroom. You know, that's like you're going to be a big-time athlete, so why not be a big-time student? So this young man making academic all-district is such a big feat, especially for a young prospect like Mason Klinger. Well, folks, we're going to take another short commercial break. Then we're going to come back and talk more with our guest this evening, Mason Klinger. So stay tuned.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military precision cuts, hot lather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatments, natural hair care regrowth and conditioning treatments. Inspired Designs also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Stan Sleeter Loop, call 254-680-CUTS for appointments. And remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon.
All right, we're back, TA, with Mason Klinger from Georgetown Eastview. Mason, let's go ahead and get back to the field a little bit. We're going to talk about some of your measurables. What is your 40 time, your height, and your weight?
I am 5'10", and I weigh 165 pounds. My 40 hand time is a 4.5.
All right, folks. This guy, and we'll talk more about it, is what you call an athlete. And for an athlete, a young athlete like himself, those are some pretty good measurables. So, again, make sure that you stay on the lookout for what this young man is going to do with those measurables this upcoming football season. Now, as I mentioned, you had a change of position. You pretty much, I guess for most of your life, most of your football life, you've been a quarterback, and how has it been having to have changed positions, and what position are you playing currently?
I'm playing running back, and now I'm looking for holes in the line to get through. I'm also looking at the defense to where I'm going.
Okay. All right. So was the transition hard for you to make from quarterback to running back?
Not really.
Not really? Okay. All right. Well, a true offensive mind can be able to transition, or a true football player can be able to transition any time to any other position on the field to help his team out. Now, what do you feel thus far, since you just pretty much finished spring ball a few weeks ago, what do you feel are your strengths as a running back?
My speed and my ability to break tackles and get more yards after first contact.
Okay. All right. Definitely speed has to be an asset when you're playing running back. Now, I always tell people, speed is not everything, but it sure never hurts to have it. Okay. So working on being a dominant football player along with your speed, and believe me, some big things can happen for you. Now, of course, there's no such thing as the perfect football prospect. So what do you feel are the areas of improvement that you need at the running back position?
I am working on getting bigger and faster.
Bigger and faster, okay. All right, and he has all summer to do so, folks, so expect to see a change in this young man's physique and also his foot speed on the field. Now, I understand that, of course, as I said before, you're an athlete, or as we call a utility guy. What all ways are you expected to be used on the field this upcoming season? I mean, if you can reveal that information, I'll respect it if you feel like you cannot reveal that information.
I will be used as a running back, probably a slot receiver, punt return, and a kick returner.
Athlete, folks, what an athlete is a prospect that can excel at various positions. That doesn't mean like, okay, you play running back, then go over and play cornerback. That's someone where college coaches or scouts like myself will look at and say, man, boy, this kid, he's good. I like him as a running back, but I like him to play corner as well, as opposed to understand like, okay, yeah, he plays a little corner too. Okay, that means to be a quote-unquote athlete or utility guy, the old-school term for it. So Mason has already shown the capabilities to play more than one position and to be a threat anytime the football is in his hands. So, what are you doing this summer to get ready for next season aside from, I know you said trying to get strong and get fast. I mean, are you doing any personal training? And if so, with who?
I am running the 100-meter dash in AAU track and field with Track Georgetown.
All right. Are you doing any personal training?
I am also working with Greg Padgett at FAST, or it's called Future All-Stars.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Coach Greg, yeah. A guy that knows his stuff and has a very big reputation down in the Capital City area. And, folks, young prospects, make sure if you do not have any personal training going on right now that you link up with Future All-Stars. You can find them on Facebook and make sure that you link up with them in order to come back this upcoming season even greater than what you already are. So you run track. What's your fastest 100-meter time?
Handheld, it's a 10.95.
All right, 10.95. Is that your only event that you do, or you run on some of the relays as well?
I run the short relays in 200.
Okay. All right. Folks, those usually what you can expect, receivers, running backs, defensive backs, and even athletic quarterbacks, those are the type of events that they are usually involved in. And really coming out of your sophomore year, that's a very decent time to be coming out of his sophomore year to run a 10.9 hand time. And, again, this young man's working on his speed, so don't be surprised to see next year him dip down all the way to 10.5, if not below. Well, we're going to go ahead and take another short commercial break, then we're going to come back and talk more with Mr. Mason Klinger. So stay tuned.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military, precision cuts, hot leather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatment, natural hair regrowth, and conditioning treatment. Inspired Design also offer color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Stan Slater Loop. Call 254-680-CUT for appointments. Oh, and remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon. And we'll like you back.
All right. It's Aspire Hair Designs, located in Killeen. It's Dee and her crew, always keeping the people looking suave, debonair, and even more confident and beautiful than they were prior to receiving services from them. All right, we're back with Mr. Mason Klinger, 2017 athlete prospect, the guy that can play a variety of positions on the field. Now, Mason, this is a football recruiting talk show, so let me ask you this. How is recruiting going thus far for you, and do you have any schools showing interest in you currently?
With the help of your show, it will help with recruiting. There are no schools looking at me that I am aware of.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mason. I'll tell you what. Your junior year, please make sure, if you don't remember anything else that I tell you, remember this. Your junior year is very important. That's a very important season for you. I mean, you can do all the camps and things in the world of that nature, but when you're in full pads, your junior year is the year where you definitely have to build your brand name, as I should say, as a prospect. I mean, this year you're playing running back. You're going to be used on returns and all those type of deals. You're running back kickoffs past the 50-yard line. Well, if you're running back for touchdowns and also past the 50-yard line, those are things that get college coaches or scouts like myself, things that get our attention. When you're making long runs, 40 yards or more, frequently, I should say like maybe two or three times a game, those are the things that get us to be on our heels each time we're watching your film. Okay, so always strive to make big plays. And when your team is winning, of course, winning is the ultimate goal. When your team is winning, you're making deep runs in the playoffs. That does nothing but give you more exposure. Okay, but you have to be a big play machine out there. Okay, you must be a big play machine in order to make a huge name for yourself your junior year of high school. So that way, you can start hopefully garnering in some offers and not having to worry about that headache going into your senior year of still trying to get offers that is, or trying to get your first offer that is. So keep that in mind. Now, as far as recruiting goes, of course, you know, we're talking about college football. Well, I mean, what schools do you like to watch?
I like to watch the SEC and Big 12.
SEC and Big 12, okay. I mean, any schools in particular, you just like those the whole style of those conferences?
I just like those.
Okay. All right, then. Okay. Hey, I like college football in general. I don't care who's playing, but, yeah, I definitely don't mind watching SEC and Big 12 teams. I mean, they definitely are exciting to watch as well. Now, are you planning to attend any college camps this summer if you have not done so already? And if so, which one?
I attended the Baylor mini camp last Sunday.
Okay, how'd that go for you?
I thought it went pretty well. The coaches were helping us out in drills, and they're just helping a lot with new things.
Okay. All right. And are there any more camps you're going to attend this summer? Any more college camps?
I'm looking at schedules for other camps.
Okay. Good stuff. All right. Remember that, college coaches, Mason Klinger, the young man that's expecting or preparing, I should say, to help his Patriot teammates win games this upcoming season. All right, we're going to take one last commercial break, and we're going to be back to wrap it up with Mason Klinger from Georgetown Eastview, so stay tuned.
Dave Masters Barbershop, located 810 West Rancid, Suite 500. Call us at 213-1176. And check us out on Facebook and Instagram, Fade Masters Barbershop. Come get faded by a master.
All right, that's Fade Masters Barbershop in Killeen, Texas, located on Rancier, Mr. Neil and his crew. All right, make sure you keep those things in mind, again, what we've been talking about tonight. All right, we've been talking about academics. We've been talking about football. We've been talking about recruiting. Mason, is there one last comment that you'd like to make in reference to you and your Patriot teammates for our listeners out there?
I expect to see new athletes step up and fill the void from this past graduating class.
Okay. All right. Folks, you heard it. Mason Klinger, 2017 prospect from Eastview High School in Georgetown. The young man is already not only confident in his abilities, but he's confident in the success that his team can attain for this upcoming year. Remember, immediately after this broadcast, go to our blog page, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, and you'll be able to see this young man's profile, and also you'll be able to listen to this radio show in its entirety as many times as you like. Remember, Central Texas Area Businesses, Central Texas Area Businesses. If you'd like to advertise, either on our blog page, our radio show, or our magazine, Central Texas Football Recruiter Magazine, that is, feel free to reach out to us on social media, Twitter, at TA Scouting Scoop, Facebook, TA's Centex Football Prospects, or simply email us, tascoutingscoop@gmail.com, and we'll be glad to assist you with information as to the various packages that we have to offer. Prospects, again, make sure you keep yourselves hydrated throughout the summertime. Keep your nose clean as well. Remember, there's someone that's always out there striving to be better than you, so you always have to work while everyone else is sleeping. Work hard, train hard, think hard, and come back this next season even greater than what you already are. For TA and for Mason Klinger, you all be safe out there, and always remember where you get the legit football recruiting scoop from in Central Texas.